Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Chavtes, Yuma 29a, pagination page 57. We'll start from the facing page towards the bottom of the page, counting up from the bottom five lines. So we're on Chavches Amud Beis, 28b, pagination 56. V'loma hutzruchu lekach. The Mishnah questioned why it was necessary to be so meticulous in making sure that it's indeed daybreak so that they could bring the karbanos. And the Mishnah answered because there was once an incident where they mistook the light of the moon and thought that it was sunrise, and the karban was invalidated because it was brought too early, and therefore they were very meticulous. Asks the Gemara, Umi Michlif, can you really confuse the light of the moon and think that it's the light of the sun? V'atanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe taught us an important rule. Ein adoma timur shel levana, the shaft of light that emanates from the moon is not similar l'timur shel chama, to the shaft of light that comes from the sun. Timur shel levana metamer v'ole, kemako, the shaft of light from the moon is like a stick. Timur shel chama mefatzeh lekan ulekan, but the shaft of light from the sun spreads in all directions, and that's going to be an important theme that we're going to work with, the concept of mafzia, that it spreads in different directions. Tana dvei Rabbi Yishmael, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael explained this. How could they indeed mistake the moonlight and think that it's the sunlight? Third line up, Yom HaMa'unan Hu, it was a cloudy day. U'mafziah lekan u'lekan, and it was causing the moonlight to spread in all directions. So it looked like it was operating in the way of the sunlight. So apparently the moonlight, if acted upon by the clouds, could appear like sunlight in whatever this impression was that they were appreciating the type of light that it was. Amar Rav Papa said, Shema Mino, certainly if you're dealing with sunlight on a cloudy day, Yom Ha'Iva Kule Shimsha, the sunlight spreads and it's everywhere, even in the places that you think are cloudy. Gemara asks, what difference does it make? Skip a line to the middle of the line. L'chadidorash Rava as Rava taught, Isha lo solush b'chama. A woman should not, during the Yom Tov HaPesach, she's making kasha l'Pesach, she's making matzah, she shouldn't do it in the sun, because the sun causes chimutz faster, and therefore she should be aware that even if it's cloudy and she thinks that the sun's not here, the sun is seeping through, it's spreading, and the sunlight is affecting what she's doing, even though she thinks she's in a shady place based on the clouds. Amar Rav Nachman, end of the line, Zuama de Shimsha, what seems to be residual sunlight, Kashim Shimsha, it's even stronger than sunlight. V'simoneich, and if you want an analogy, Dona de Chola, if you put vinegar into a barrel, and then once it's contained, constrained in there, you pierce just a small hole. So what comes out through that hole is very strong. It breaks the barriers only in that one spot, so what comes out is very strong. And that's what's happening with the clouds. If there's a little bit of a gap in the clouds, that it's not as strong a barrier, the sunlight comes through and it's stronger than ever. Shivrire de Shimsha, the blindness that comes from the sunlight, Kashu Mishimsha, is even stronger when it's a cloudy day. V'simanech Dilfa, and the simon is that if you drop drops on a person, it hurts more than if they actually go into the water totally. onto today's daf, once we're dealing with these kinds of things that seem to be misleading, on the one hand you think that you have less of the product, but in reality you have more and more intense of the product, of the sunlight in this case. So the Gemara continues, Chavtesamar Aleph, Hirhurei Avera, thinking, fantasizing about an Avera, Kashume Avera, is even worse than the Avera itself. The expression I heard from my Rabbeim is because when you're thinking, when you're fantasizing, you could have a full-color experience. You totally experience it, even more than in real life. In real life, there's always a little bit of a problem. But in fantasy, you could create whatever fantasy you want. V'simoneich, and if you want an analogy, Recha de Bisra, the smell of the meat as it roasts. So you want to eat the meat, so you'll eat it. Everything has its limitations. But the smell of the meat, fantasizing about how good that meat is, that's even stronger than the actual experience. Nefesh HaChayim describes that even though we are technically judged primarily on action, but when a person uses the mind, that's a higher level of existence, and it actually affects higher levels of the person's neshama. So even though action is really the way we're judged, but a person can affect their neshama in a greater way by their she'ifos, by their yearnings, by their fantasies, by their thoughts. Let's skip down to the Gemara here that spends time on a famous pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim Chaf Beis, a capital that's attributed to have been said by Esther at the time of the crisis during the Purim story. I'm starting six lines down. Amar Rabbi Avo said, my time of the Rebbe. What is the reasoning of Rebbe, who says that sunlight generally spreads in contrast to moonlight? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, Lamanatzeach ala yeles hashachar. It's a kapitel about ayeles hashachar. Ma'ayolo. Just like this animal from the ram family, Karneha maftsilos, its antlers spread out, lekan or lekan. Af shachar ze maftsia lekan or lekan, that's the way the sunlight, the new dawn, spreads out this way and that way. Amar Rabzeira says, Lama nimshala Esther la ayala, why was Esther compared to an ayala? To an animal from this family, lo malach ma'ayolo rachmatzar, just like this animal, its birth canal is very small, v'chaviva abayla, and therefore, in intimacy, it causes endearment, kol shah v'shah, kishah rishana, just like the first time, af esther is chaviva alachashverish, kol shah v'shah, kishah rishana, similarly, Esther was dear to Ahasuerush like in the beginning. Amar Ravasi said, Lomanim shla Esther l'shachar, why is Esther compared to Shachar, to daybreak? Lomaloch, to tell you, Mashachar sof kol alayla, just like daybreak is the end of the night. Af Esther sof kol anisim, so Esther is the end of the miracles, the end of such an experience where you're in darkness, and then dawn breaks. And finally, drop down about six lines, in the beginning of a line, Ma'ayala zu, just like this animal, Kolzaman shemegadeles, as long as it gets older, Karaneha maftsilos, its branches, its antlers branch off. So this drasha is about the tfilos, shachar from the word tefillah, af tzadikim kol zman shemarbim betefillah tefillas neshmas, the tzadikim also, as long as they increase in tefillah, so it builds one on the other, and the antlers get bigger, and the tefillos get stronger, and eventually they are heard, as we understand that if a person keeps davening and eventually they're answered that they get what they want, so it's not that the last tefillah was the good one and all the others were wasted. It's that everything kept building, building, building until finally you got the response. What we see here, if we want to try to put this all together, is the concept that there are different ways to break barriers. And the daylight is breaking into the night and spreading its light. If it's blocked by clouds, so it seeps through in particular spots, it becomes very concentrated, and that was our concern and the analogy on the bottom of the previous Amud. You have the concept of breaking barriers, this concept of antlers, which symbolize an attack from one animal to the other. You also have the comparison of Esther's endearment to Ahasuerus, which is a way of breaking a barrier without going to war. It was through endearment that they won this decision to revoke the decree in the story of Purim. It was endearment. It didn't have to go to a battle. So it's symbolically very powerful, but it was powerful through chavivus, through endearment. And finally, the concept of tefillos being like the antlers, being like branches, that you keep building until finally a tefillah is able to break the barrier and achieve the results for which we yearned. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.